Hello, everybody. Welcome to IPPIblog.com. This is Ron Alvarez, the founder of IPPIblog. It's good to have you here. What follows is an audio version of this post titled Anatomy of a Major Brand Owner / Chinese Police Counterfeit Investigation and Seizure. It was originally published on my blog on June 16, 2017, and I'm recording it today, December 27, 2019. So here we go. Anatomy of a Major Brand Owner / Chinese Police Counterfeit Investigation and Seizure. The following article published in China Plus on May 25, 2017, titled Chinese Police Crack Country's Biggest Case of Fake Sports Shoes, written by Yu Ling, epitomizes how a major seizure can be achieved as a result of collaboration between a brand owner and Chinese authorities. The successful outcome of this case resulted from two contributing factors. One, the in-depth private investigation conducted by the brand owner that confirmed counterfeits of their brand was appearing in the Middle East, as well as their success in tracing the supply chain back to a specific area of China. And two, the aggressive action of the Chinese police in response to the brand owner's information and their willingness to develop it further. The link to the article is at the bottom of the post. Okay, so there you have it. I hope you found this audio presentation of this post helpful, and we'll see you next time. And here's our disclaimer. IPPI blog is offered as a service to the professional IP community. While every effort has been made to check information on this blog, we provide no guarantees or warranties expressed or implied with regard to content provided in IPPIblog.com. We disclaim any and all liability and responsibility for the qualification or accuracy of representations made by the contributors or for any disputes that may arise. It is the responsibility of the readers and listeners to independently investigate and verify the credentials of such persons and the accuracy and validity of the information provided by them. This blog is provided for general information purposes only and is not intended to provide legal or other professional advice.